Chapter 16.
I guess Gloria making a run for it is almost as good as a confession, Ida said to Garrity, after the two policemen had carted Gloria away, kicking and screaming.
Well, that, and the fact that she's probably wearing one of the gemstones from the tiara, right now, Nance added.
She is?
Violet walked beside Nance, who was leading everyone down to the garden so she could show them the secret passage.
Oh, yes. When I saw the pamphlet that Mrs. Pendrake had with the tiara, I recognized the shape of the chunky gemstones as being the same as in some of Gloria's rings, Nance said.
I remember reading that she had sold off her jewelry periodically over the years, Lexi added.
That's right, Nan said. I think she'd been systematically prying the gems out of the tiara and putting them in new pieces of jewelry, which she sold off little by little. Inspector Garrity will have an expert inspect them to prove it, of course.
Gloria might never have been caught if Nance didn't have such a keen eye, and Mrs. Pendrake wasn't such a busybody, Jack said.
Lexi glanced behind them. What happened to Mrs. Pendrake anyway? She's not with us.
I suspect she's busy packing her bags. Being the mole, she didn't make any friends here, and will probably want to leave as quickly as she can, Nance said.
Shouldn't she be arrested or something? Danny asked. Technically, she hasn't broken any laws, so there's nothing to arrest her for,
Garrity said.
I'd really like to thank you for finding the killer.
Danny reached over to shake hands with Nance as they stopped in front of the rose bushes.
For a while there, I thought I was going to jail for something I didn't do.
Nance nodded.
Gloria must have seen you as the perfect scapegoat and tried to frame you by saying she saw you outside Leonard's door and putting the pills in your room. I think she did it when we were discovering Leonard's body, because we would have all been too busy to notice her. I'm not sure whether there's a passageway that opens to the room you're in, or if she simply slipped into your room through the door when we weren't looking. She must have come out of your room, though, because I remember her making a dramatic show of hugging the wall as if she couldn't make it down the hallway on her own. The wall she was hugging was on the same side of the hallway as your room and Leonard's. But if she had come out of her own room and was hugging the wall, she would have been on the opposite side of the hall, because that's where her room was. And she also tried to plant a seed of suspicion by saying that Leonard suspected you of something, Ida added.
Suspected me of something? What? Danny asked.
She wouldn't elaborate on that, but I wasn't fooled by her anyway, Nan said, stopping in front of the pink roses. And here we are.
She pushed her way carefully through the bushes to the side of the mansion. Violet followed Nance through the bushes, her gaze set on the large stones.
There's a secret passage in there?
Nance put her palm out on the surface of the building, pushing and pressing, feeling her way around.
Yes, there is, but I'm not sure exactly how. Oh, there it is.
Nance pressed, and a stone slid aside, revealing a dark, 5-inch narrow opening.
Meow!
Houdini trotted inside, as if it were second nature to him. Lexi's brows tugged together as she watched the cat disappear into the darkness.
Wait a minute. I can see how Houdini gets in when you open the door for him, but how does he do that on his own?
And not only that, but how does the door close behind him?
Joy asked.
If he really is using these passages, there'd be open doors all over the mansion.
I wondered that too, but watch.
Nance called Houdini, and he came trotting back outside. A second later, the door shut behind him as if by magic.
These passageways have a special spring-triggered mechanism. It's quite ingenious. Once someone slips through the doorway, it closes on its own a few seconds later. Houdini inadvertently triggers the doors by rubbing against them in the right place. I don't know how often he uses these passages, but he must be quite adept at it by now. And it's fascinating he's been able to do it without any of us seeing the openings. Not to mention that the openings are very narrow and strategically placed to blend in with the rooms. One might not even notice a secret panel open at all.
I would have been pretty freaked out if all of a sudden a secret passage into my room slid open, Navy Shirt said.
Imagine how Leonard felt when his slid open and Gloria popped into his room, Joy added.
Danny laughed.
Leonard did like women. He probably thought it was a miracle.
Yes.
Too bad she poisoned his drink, Helen added.
She must have distracted him somehow,
Ida wiggled her eyebrows, and then slipped poison into the hot toddy.
Then she either waited there until he succumbed, and she positioned him with the empty pill bottle, or came back later,
Garrity added.
And she's the one who stole the tiara 25 years ago?
Violet asked.
And possibly the one who killed Mr. Wellington. If he figured out she'd used the passageways to steal the tiara, she might have had to come back later and do him in. Of course, she probably had an accomplice back then. We don't know who that was. We suspect it may have been one of the servants whom she was friendly with.
Garrity pressed his lips together.
We'll get to the bottom of that, too.
Danny stepped over to the wall, pressing and pushing where he'd seen Nan pressing. He hit the right spot, and the stone slid open.
This is fantastic! So, let me see if I have this right. 25 years ago, Gloria used these passages to steal the tiara. That started the whole legend of the Ghost of Wellington Manse, right?
Nans nodded. Danny whipped his cell phone out of his pocket and turned to the other members of the production crew.
This is even better than the original documentary. When I call the home office and tell them that we've solved the case of the Ghost of Wellington Manse and discovered who stole the tiara, I'm certain they'll want us to continue. They might even want us to step up the production schedule. I need to check these passages out, though. We'll be doing some of the filming in there.
He put the phone to his ear and stepped into the passage, the door sliding shut behind him.
I hope he knows how to get out of there,
Ida said. Joy laughed.
I'm sure he'll figure it out.
This whole thing is so sad. Leonard loved his little secrets, but keeping the secret about the passageways and the ghost is what got him killed.
I don't think he suspected that Gloria stole the tiara, Nan said. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have hired her on. I think he just found out about the secret passages and suspected that was the way the robbery had been pulled off.
Actually, he didn't even suspect that much,
Gustav, who had been inspecting one of the rose bushes, said.
What do you mean? Helen asked.
The secret he was going to reveal had nothing to do with the tiara or secret passages, Gustav said.
Lexi's brow furrowed. Really? Then why was he killed?
Oh, I'm sure Gloria thought that was the secret, and she killed him, like you all said. But that's not why Leonard hired me as the expert, and, as far as I know, he had no idea about the secret passages.
Well, then, why did he hire you?
Ida asked.
I thought you were a historian or ghost expert.
Nope.
Gustav pointed to the pink roses.
I'm a horticulturist, a flower expert. These roses here are very rare species. It seems the original owner of this mansion planted the flowers here over 100 years ago. They are usually difficult to grow, but for some reason, they flourished in this environment, probably due to certain minerals in the soil. That was the secret Leonard was going to reveal. Rare and valuable roses. Oh, for crying out loud, Violet said. So, Leonard was killed for nothing?
Well, not exactly nothing, Nan said. If he wasn't killed, we would have never investigated, and we would not have solved the mystery of the ghost of Wellington Mance.
That's true. Violet looked thoughtful. And now that the mystery has been solved, and these intriguing passageways have been uncovered, I think that's going to be very good for business.
They started walking back toward the conservatory. Lexi and Jack trailed behind Nan's, Ida, Helen, and Violet. Ruth and Gustav lingered back at the roses.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing them film this documentary with this new twist. But after that, things are going to seem pretty dull back in Brookridge Falls. Don't you think so, Mona? Ida asked.
Dull? I should say not. After I write my press release about how we solved the case of the ghost of Wellington Mance, our phones will be flooded with requests for us to solve so many interesting cases. We won't have a moment of peace.
Nance picked up the pace as they walked up the hill toward the mansion.
So you girls better rest up now, because once we get home, we're going to be busy.
The end.